Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we were discussing the eitz of the Heilige Kozhiklov Rov, the Rosh Yeshivas, Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, Rebbe Aryeh Tzvi Fromer, Hashem Yinkom Damo, Zecher Tzadik VeKadosh Livroche, where he talks about the quagmire that Jews found themselves in, that on one hand, Tosefes Shabbos is Doraisa. On the other hand, they're davening Mincha after Shkia. So how do you daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos after Shkia and also be Mekayim Tosefes Shabbos? If you Mekabel Shabbos, then it's already, then you can't daven Mincha. If you Mekabel Shabbos before Shkia, then you can't daven Mincha. And if you're Mekabel, and if you're not Mekabel Shabbos and you daven Mincha after Shkia, then there's no Tosefes Shabbos. And as we mentioned, the minhag is in Europe, all over the place, they would daven routinely after Shkia. They would daven Mincha after Shkia. So if you grew up a Mishnah Berurah Yid, you were very careful always to daven before the Shkia. But remember, in Europe, the Mishnah Berurah hadn't even been written, I'm saying, for a long time, and then when it was actually written, so that didn't become the dominant sefer. I don't know at what point it did, but certainly that halacha of davening mincha before shkia wasn't kept. So what was the eitza? So the eitza that the Rebbe gave was to make a tanai. And the tanai was that if it's already Shabbos earlier, like the time of the Goinim, what we call shkia, so then I'm a Kabbal Shabbos 2 minutes, he says the time is 2 minutes. 2 minutes before Shkia, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos. And if not, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos 2 minutes before the Shkia of Rabbeinu Tam, which is like an hour later, and then you have plenty of time to daven Mincha. And there's a tzad that it's too late to daven Mincha. So Safik Yarban Lakula. So you could be Mekel and still daven Mincha, you can still make brachas out Safik, as we proved. And this way, he achieves both. On one hand, he was Mosif on Shabbos, on both studim, whether you hold of the earlier Shkia or the later Shkia, and he's still allowed to daven Mincha, because of Safek Durabon and Lekula. That was the Eitza that we saw. Now, there's a beautiful Sefer, there's a Rav in the Kloisenberger Pesach, who wrote the Yashiv Yitzchak, which is, I don't know what he's up to now, but maybe has 40 volumes, 50 volumes, I don't know, but he puts out, a very, very prolific writer. So he has an article about this. He mentions the Eretz Tzvi's Eitza. He also directed me to the Chazon Ovadia. I recently purchased for myself the digital set of the Kisvei Rav Ovadia Yosef. It's a separate package. And when you buy the Otzer HaChachma, it doesn't come along with most of Rav Ovadia's Sfarim. So recently I decided to that it was worth my while, worth my olam hazeh, for more olam hazeh and more olam haba. I decided to splurge and I brought myself the chavilah of the Kisvei Rav Ovadia. So I, Baruch Hashem, he referenced the Chazon Ovadia on Hilchos Shabbos. And Rav Ovadia there has a treatment of this topic, about Tosefes Shabbos, the makor for Tosefes Shabbos. So there he has another few reasons why it's still considered Tosefes Shabbos. And that is either because you don't have to explicitly mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, just stop doing malacha. So you stop doing malacha before what we call Shkia, and then daven Mincha after Shkia, and you're mekayim Tosefes Shabbos. It doesn't require an explicit Kabbalah. Another Eitza, that he proves that it's okay from the Taz, that you could be mekabel Shabbos l'inyan malacha, not l'inyan tefillah. Not doing malacha anymore, but I'm still out of daven. And he proves that that's okay, that works. Also, another possibility is that it could be that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara in Shabbos Naflam Adalid, and our Shabbos doesn't start until after what we call Bein HaShemashos. Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashos is after what we call Bein HaShemashos, so during our Bein HaShemashos, you can still daven Mincha and then be Mekabel Shabbos, and then Bein HaShemashos is Keharif Ayin, and only comes after that. So maybe Bein HaShemashes is really later. So for all these reasons, both the Eitz of the Eretz Tzvi and the three reasons we just gave, either Tosefes Shabbos is Memela just by not doing Malach, or being Mekabel Shabbos Lenin Malach Avolo Lenin Tefillah, or maybe Taka the Bein HaShemashes is actually later. So according to all three Mahalchim, we still have a possibility of davening mincha after shkia, and still having Tosefes Shabbos. So now Rabbeinu the Eretz Tzvi continues, and he says, "L'chayre yesh ladun, the mekabel Shabbos al tanai toli b'breira." We know there's a concept in halacha called breira, which is that we retroactively find out what the status is. Retroactive clarification, we'll call it. So I say, whoever which of my sons gets to Yerushalayim first gets to be money on the Karban Pesach. So it's Misbar Lamafreya, this Brera, to say whoever gets there first is, I don't know who it was when I said it, but afterwards it turns out that whoever got there first is money on the Karban Pesach. That's an example of Brera. One of many, or your Mafris, Trumas, and Maestris. You say afterwards, I want to drink now this wine, but when I get home, I'm going to be Mafris, so what I'm going to be mafresh afterwards, it turns out that I took off, that they separated, is Trumas and Maestros. So that's Breira. So here also it's Breira. Because what are you saying? You're saying that if the Goyim are right, so then I'm a Kabbal Shabbos earlier. And if Rabbeinu Tam is right, then I'm a Kabbal Shabbos later. That's Breira. It's one or the other. It's either going to be one or the other. That's Breira. Tanai is either I'm Yotze or I'm not Yotze. You make it tonight. That if such and such happens, I'll be Yotze, if not, not. But if the two possibilities, like here, either it's going to be an earlier Kabbalah Shabbos or a later Kabbalah Shabbos, and it's Talui in what the reality is when Shabbos really starts. So that's Talui in Breira. And Bidaraisa ain't Breira. We paskin by Raisa ain't Breira. So how does this Eitzah work? If b'dayraisa ain't breira, v'limtzay eitza gam leze. So we have to find an eitza for this as well. So akdim a gemara be'eruvin. So we'd like to present the gemara in eruvin, the flametesa with beis ketsa adam rabbi. Yehuda masna ala bala kalkola b'yom tov rishon v'ochla b'sheni ha'ilafan of beis kalkola shel tevel omri mayom chol amachar kodesh tiyazu trum al zu v'yom kodesh amachar chol em dvari klum v'kor yel of shenim nichol amachar Umenicha, ulamacharoi meri, mayom chol, tiazu trum al zu, vimeyom kodesh, em bitvareklum, vikari alav shem v'oichla. So a person wants to eat, a person wasn't mafris, trumas, and maestris, and he wants to eat from tevel. So what does he do? He has to make a tanai, because he's not to be mafris, trumas, and maestris. So there are 2 days of yomtif. And we assume that there are two kedushas. So either one day is holy or the other day is holy. And we just don't know which is which. So it's talking here about Rosh Hashanah. So he makes it tonight. And he says, if today is a weekday and tomorrow is holy, so now I'm being mafresh truma. And if today is is holy. Tomorrow is a weekday, then what I'm saying is nothing. But Korei Olav Shem, and he calls a name. He's Mafresh it as Truma. And then the next day he says the same thing. He says, if today is a weekday, then it's Truma. And if today is holy, then what I'm saying is nothing. But Korei Olav Shem. So therefore, either way, he's cool, because one of the days is not Yantiv. One of the days is a weekday, and he's being Mafresh Truma for that weekday. Ulamdi sugya zu nishtomamti kishah chada al tevos v'korei la'ashem shenirim legamrei kimiutolos l'chol like v'korei shem al tanai. What do you mean v'korei shem? He was already korei shem al tanai. He already said that if today is a weekday and tomorrow is holy, then it's truma. And if tomorrow is holy and if today is holy and tomorrow is a weekday, then what I say is nothing v'korei la'ashem. So he calls a name. He already called a name before. What does he have to call a name of Korei Olav Shem? What does he have to call a name now, call a Truma now? But he already said that if today is Chol, then it should be Truma. And then the next day he does the same thing. What does he have to be Korei Shem? He already was Korei Shem before. So in the art scroll, the Gemara, they bring the Hebrew one anyway. He says the Sfasemis talks about this. And another sefer, one of the other Acharonim, a popular good Acharonim, Maseches Erevin. The name of the sefer now slips my mind. But the Al Kolpanim, this is a big problem. Why does it say the extra Bekorei Olav Shem? Here in a footnote, Rabbeinu suggests maybe because it's even though it's Al Tanai, he can still say Shem Hashem. That this is going to be Truma to Hashem, saying Shem Hashem. Because it says in the Perish Ma'ariv ben Malki Tzedek in Perik Beis of Chala, you have to use God's name. So that's the Chiddush. Even though it's Al Tanai, you can still use God's name. Kapanim, that's in the footnote, but in the Gufa text, in the body of the text, Rabbeinu says, "I was nishtamamti kishachada." What's the Bekorei Olav Shem? It's superfluous. He already was Korei Shem. Gamash Amar Ketzat. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Mas nadam al kalkalin uva kokach ki advarim pshutim l'chore. Ubebeitza I'm Rabbi Chiyab Rashi. I'm a rab. Miniach adam erev tuchum miyom tuv l'chaber u'masne. I'm a rav. Miniach adam erev tuchum miyom tuv l'chaber u'masne. V'enam refarish kal keitzad masne. In other words, in the Gemara and Beitza, we also have a Tanai when there are 2 days of yom tuv to make it's v'sveka diyoma, so you can make an erev tuchum and an erev tavshilin. And it doesn't tell us how to make the Tanai. So why doesn't it tell us how? It's an Amora, it's not a Mishnah, it should be more explicit. So the answer is, it's Varim Pshutim. So why here do we have to tell us how to make the Tanai? Okay, Nireh, the Gemara Kan, Mashmienu Eitz Chadosha, Umechukemis. So as I mentioned in the previous Shiurim, the Eretz Tzvi is always original, always out of the box. So the Gemara is telling us an Eitzah, a new Eitzah, a very clever Eitzah. L'char kosh eichad amasna l'kol kol Rabbi Yehuda v'rei le'el li'kaman domad Rabbi Yehuda and Breyer. Rabbi Yehuda holds us no Breyer, so how are you making it tonight? So in Beitzah it's not Shver, because there it's talking about other Yamim Tov, and the Beitzah in Agadol and Yerushalayim already knows when the Yom Tov is. So it's Domo l'kvar b'chacham. That's not Tali and Breyer, because it was already Mizbarer. Even though he doesn't know, it's not Tali and Breyer, like we see in the Gemara in Erev and Lamed Vav. Amid Beis, and when someone makes an Erev Tchumen in two different places, it's not considered Breira because it's talking about Shekvar Bo Chacham. The Chacham already came, he just doesn't know. He is in the dark. But the fact is, the Chacham already came in one direction, and that's the direction, and that's where in that direction is going to be his Erev. So if it already happened, that's not Talui in Breira. And so if the Mela, when we're dealing with the other Yamim Tovim, in fact, one of the days is absolutely Yom Tov and the other day is not. We just don't know because we're far away, but already Yom Tov has been made. But here we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. And it's on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the Edim haven't yet come. The Beis Din doesn't know when it's going to, the Edim are going to come today or tomorrow. So here we don't know. It's not just a lack of our knowledge. It hasn't happened yet. So therefore, it says in the Gemara that Meikara, you should make it tonight. and what he's going to say afterwards, Stama Harezu Truma. So he makes it tonight. If today is Chol and tomorrow is Kodesh, then it should be Truma. Then the Kriya Hashem that I'm calling afterwards should work. And if today is Kodesh, then Ein Dvar Vari Klum. In other words, the Dibur that I say afterwards is nothing. And then Vekari Hashem Stama Harezu Truma. And then he says that it's Truma. In other words, he's Kari Hashem Stama. In other words, to avoid the Braver problem, he says, this is Truma. So therefore, when he calls the Kriya Hashem Truma, is not Al Tanai. The Kriya Hashem Truma is absolute. So that this is Truma is not based on a Tanai. The Tanai is just to avoid any Chilul Yomtiv. So he makes an external Tanai and he says, what I'm going to say later will only apply if today is a weekday. And this way, he's not going to be mafresh truma and ma'isrus on yantif. But as far as the etzem kriya shem truma, that's lelo tanai, that's lelo breira. He's saying absolutely harezet truma. He can just be mevatalit because of the tanai. There's an external tanai that's mevatalit, but the etzem kriya shem is not totally in breira. The etzem kriya shem is absolute harezet truma. And then he says the same thing the next day. Now, and the next day, it's already known to the Beis Din that the Edom didn't come. If the Edom really didn't come, and he's making a truma, so then it's already known. It's just his own lack of knowledge. So maybe that's Kfar Bochacham, and it's not that's like Kfar Bochacham, and that's not Teloy in Breira. So why does he have to say the same, make the same tonight and say Harezu Truma, to say an absolute Harezu Truma, it's not Talim Brera, because the Beis Din already knows whether it's Rosh Hashanah or not. So the answer is that Agav Reisha, maybe Agav Reisha, or maybe on the second day also it's Shaykh, because maybe they were Makadish the Chodesh yesterday, Al Menashe Yirtze Nasi. Maybe yesterday he wasn't here, and therefore it's also Talim Brera. I'll call upon him, but on the first day we understand, and the second day we can say Pasha is Agav the first day. So as far as Linyan Isser Tevel Shu Medoy Raisa, Medoy Raisa Ein Breira. So as far as the Isser Tevel goes, which is Doraisa, in Doraisa there is no Breira. So Memela, to avoid the Isser Tevel, we say Hareza Truma below Tanai. So it's a Chalos Truma Baru, and it's not Talim Breira. He says Hareza Truma. Because if we say ain breira, then adiraba lo yachol atanai rishon dahinu abitol shemivatol atshuma shikra achakach kevin de bitol zeal tanayu. That if you say ain breira, so beseder, then the tanai is not going to be chal. In other words, the bitol won't be chal. His ain breira. So he says an absolute harezu truma. It's Truma, it's not telling Breira B'chla. And then he makes this Tanai. I said, aye, well, but he's still making it Tanai, so it's telling Breira B'seder. So say Ain Breira. And therefore the Bittel isn't Chal. It's absolutely Truma. And there's no Bittel, the Tanai wasn't Mevatel his Truma. So Adarabba, now it's Gevaldik, as far as the Isil Tevel, Isil Tevel Dairaisa, the Raisa ain't Breira, so anachnu kvar lo matyachasim la tanai shu asa. We say absolutely it's a hafrasha, a rezu truma, but the Raisa ain't Breira. As far as the Isser Tevel is concerned, on the Doraisa level, but Ramashel deoraita, it's absolutely Tevel, and we disregard the tanai. And it's Tevel, but the Raisa ain't Breira, and we don't pay attention to the Tanai. And it's Chal. The Harezu Truma is Chal. It's not totally B'chal and Breira. It's absolute. Ah, so what's the Tanai for? The Tanai is for the Shvus. For the Derabana. And the Derabana works. The Derabana, the Tanai works. Why does Midrabban and the Tanai work? Because Midrabban and Yesh Breira. It's Gevaldik. As far as the Tevel Darais is concerned, so he said, absolutely, I raise you Truma, it's Truma. Shalom al Yisrael, we took care of the Tevel problem. On both days. Ah, he made this Tanai. What about Breira? Today is it or it isn't. It's all totally if today is or tomorrow is. And tomorrow isn't or tomorrow today isn't. Tomorrow is. But the Raisa ain't Breira. So we don't care about his Tanai. So it's absolutely for Russia. As far as the Yisra Tevel Darais is concerned. Ah, but we don't want it to be over in the Darabon and the Shvus of being Mafrish. There, we pay attention to the Tanai. And we say, oh, because on the Darabon level, Yesh Breira and Mimela were Mevatel, the Afrasha. V'akol Shari v'kayim kach nir l'ez daiti nochem v'siyata v'shmai. So that's Gevaldik. Then he brings a similar eitz in Evan Ezer Siman Nun, Sifav L'Inyan Shiduchim. That both fathers make a tanai with each other that they're going to pay a certain sum of money, a mana, if their child doesn't go to chuppah, and they make it absolute. Asmach de lo kanya. So they make it absolute, and then they make a shtar mechila al tanai. So I just didn't see in the Shulchan Aruch where there's a shtar mechila that just says, if not, they're mochel. I didn't see any shtar. But if the child goes to the chuppah, then they're mochel on the chov. They make a stam that they owe the person money, and then they say that they'll be mochel on the chov if the person goes to chuppah. But in order that it shouldn't be, I didn't see a shtar. But in order that it shouldn't be an asmachta, they make it stam. They don't make it al tanai. The shtar itself is stam. And then they verbally say that, but if, I'm not going to collect the chov if your child goes to chuppah and each side does this. It's the same idea of making an absolute obligation. And then there's something on the side that could be mevatelit, but it's not going to be an asmachta because the shtar itself is an absolute shtar. It's not al tanai. It just says, Dom, I owe you money. And here also, as far as the tevel goes, he's being mafresh tevel, it's not tanai. The tanai is only for the darabanan level, not for the daraisa level. The only shaila here is that here we're dealing with the sveka didina, when bein hashmashus is. In our case, of davening mincha, and he's making this tonight that I'm going to be makabel Shabbos before the standard shkia. If that's when Shabbos is, or I'm going to be makabel Shabbos later shkia, the Rabbeinu Tam shkia. If that's when Shabbos is, so the sveka d'dina is masai ben. So he wants to do it before ben hashmashus. Sveka d'dina is when ben hashmashus is. So is that really shaykh to Breira? Because maybe it's Kvar Bachacham. God knows when Shkia is. So it already happened. It's already known. It's just not known to us. So if it's known, but it's not known to us, that's not considered Breira, like we see in the Gemara Kvar Bachacham, Erevin Lamed Vav that we referenced before. Or maybe no, it is telling Breira because it's a suffix for everybody, so it's considered that nobody knows. And we did write Hadarke Moshe Evin Ezer Kuf Choftes. And I could say, Beis Gittin, Liishtoi. Sheishla Shnei Shem is the Tali Bebreira. So he writes two different gets to his wife, each one with a different name. We don't know what the correct name is. So he writes two gets. So that's Tali Bebreira. So this is a Sveka Dedina. What Alpidin is her correct name? So Sveka Dedina is not considered Kvar Bachacham. It's not considered that it's known. It's already a fact. We just don't know. But it's a fact that just we're not aware of, in which case there's no Breira. It's Mashma Sveka Dedina. It is considered Breira. Because nobody knows. Nobody knows what the correct din is. So maybe it's because in a Machlekes, Eile Bele Divrei Elohim Chayim, you can't say Klapi Shmaya Gal that God really knows, because they're both true. So you can't say Klapi Shmaya Galia. When Kvar Bochacham Klapi Shmaya Galia. But here it's no klap Yishmaya Galia, Mimele it's Talim Breira. Famous at Ritva and Erev and Yitgimel Amit Beis, that at Sinai, it was Memtes Panim Torah, Memtes Panim Tanei, that's what Imzeh Level Divrei Elohim Chaim. They're both the words of living God, because we have 49 ways of Tumah, 49 ways of Tyre, and every generation we decide what the Din is. So it's not like Kfar Ba Chacham, because there it's Klapi Shmai Galia, God knows where the Chacham came, Mimele it's not Breira. But here, we don't know. It's up to us to decide. So Mimele, that's Talim Breira. That we have to mevar what the din is. And if we don't know what the din is, then that's, and we say it's telling what the din will be, will come out, then that's telling Breira. Vina im name of the sveka the dina tali bebreira, yeshkan etel hasn is kodin kabbalah shabbos. Shim halacha kagoinim yachu kabbalasiv im halacha karbeinu tam lo yachu kabbalasiv. Today it's telling Breira. The Tzveka Dedina is Breira. It says an Eitzah to make it tonight before Kabbalah Shabbos. That if the halach is like the Goinim, then your Kabbalah of Shabbos is going to be Chal. And if the halach is like Rabbeinu Tam, it's not going to be Chal. Your Kabbalah afterwards is not going to be Chal. And then be Makabal Shabbos Stam. So that's Daim and Mamish to the case of Erevin. Dilinian Tosefes Shabbos Shudai Raisa Lo Talimidi Bibreira Darei Kibel Stam Rechabitel Shabitel Kabbalah Shabbos Zet Talib Reira Zeno Gela Dai Raisa Rechalinian Tfilas Mincha Darbena Narei Yesh Breira. Here the Gainus of a Yid. So the says the Rebbe, we can use the parallel, the same model that we have in Erevin. Bima Kabbal Shabbos Stam, and then make it Tanai. Each time you're Makabal Shabbos, when you're Makabal Shabbos Stam, make it tonight. That if the Alach is like the Gainim, then my Kabbalah is a Kabbalah. And if the Alach is like Rabbeinu Tam, then it's not Chal. And my Kabbalah is not a Kabbalah. If the Alach is like the Gainim, then my Kabbalah is a Kabbalah. And if the Alach is like Rabbeinu Tam, and I'm not being Makabal now. Be Makabal later. And then be Makabal Shabbos Tam. As far as the Kabbalah Shabbos goes, now before the Zman Shkiyah of the Goyim, you're Makabal Shabbos. And Ein Breira. So therefore, your Kabbalah Shabbos is a Kabbalah Shabbos. Pesedi, you're a Makabal Shabbos. On a Daraisa level. I be still want to Dam Mincha on a Darabanan level, Yesh Breira. Therefore, afterwards, you can also say, because my Rabbeinu Tam comes, you can say that that if I could, if the halach is like Rabbeinu Tam, then I'm a Kabbal Shabbos now. So as far as the Darais, and then be Makabal Shabbos Tam. So as far as the Kabbalah Shabbos goes, he's Makabal Shabbos and Breira. It was an absolute Kabbalah. And the Breira is only going to work for the Mincha, that he can daven Mincha afterwards as well. Because that's the Rabbanan. Or he can say, Od Yesh Eitza, She Yosef B'Tanai, She Yasna Tanai, Rakim Halacha Yesh Breira, Rakim Halacha Yesh Breira. Yimloken Makabal Shabbos Ben O Tanai. Or he can say that my whole Tanai that I'm making now, but whether I'm Makabal Shabbos, it's my Goyim, it's my Rabbeinu Tam, earlier or later, is all Tolim Yesh Breira. Only if La Halacha Yesh Breira. So if La Halacha Yesh Breira, then whatever the correct time to be Makabal Shabbos, I'm being Makabal. Otherwise, I'm being Makabal Shabbos below Tanai. And if so, for Tfilas Mincha de Rabbanan, we hold that Yesh Breira. And the Tanai is Taka effective. So this whole Tanai that I made is only in Yesh Breira. And Taka, as far as Mincha goes, there is Breira. So Mimela, he can daven Mincha. Be Mekel, the Rabbanan, you could be Mekel and daven Mincha. Because that's only in a Rabbanan level in Yesh Breira. And if ain't Breira, so then he said, then the whole thing is off, him ain't Breira. And my Kabbalah Shabbos is this dumb. My Kabbalah Shabbos is Lelo Tanai. Because ain't Breira, and Memela, my Kabbalah Shabbos is absolute now. As far as the Kabbalah Shabbos goes, it's Chal for the Zman of the Gaonim, and as far as the Mincha goes, he can still daven later because Yesh Breira. But if you say Sveik Adina is Kvar Bochacham, meaning that God already knows what the correct halacha is, and Memela it's like the Chacham already came, the facts are already on the ground, we just don't know what they are. And in that such a case, we say there's ein breira, if that's not considered a case of breira, and that's why he can make his eruv. The chacham already came; he makes it on two sides. Whichever side the chacham already came, that's the side of the that his eruv is going to be chal. And even though he doesn't know which side the chacham came on, but l'maisa the chacham already came. So memela it's benish mashas; it's going to the eruv is going to be chal. And that would seem to be the case here. Because here, it's already known. God is Kabi Shmaya Galia when the proper time for Banish Mashas is. So therefore, there's Bechal no issue of Breira over here. He can make this Tanai. And it's not a Breira problem because Kabi Shmaya Galia, God knows when the proper time is. And that, therefore, it's not considered Breira Bechal. So we don't get into this whole Sibuch. What about a get? By a get, we saw before that it's Tali and Breira to make two Gittin. Maybe there it has to be Mavur, like Tosis writes in Gittin. Dilinyan Zeh, the Kuliyama ain't Breira. Kach Yishlomer, Dilinyan the Shmaf, Tanai Dilisha Avrlo Chashib Mavur. So that's not considered. By a get, it has to be clear. And therefore, if you're making two Gittin, that's not clear. So that's why there it's that's Tali. There we say it's Tali and Breira. Because by Gittin you need absolute clarity, but here you don't need absolute clarity. So Memela, you can make this Tanai and not get into a Breira problem. Marv Rabbeisai, the tshuva here continues, but the fasta Merubah Lo Tafasta. So Britzos Hashem Darkeinu, I'm hoping that we will have one last year in this Simen Samach and Eretz Tzvi, and we will see more Niflos Mitaris Hashem Yisbarach. Gevaldik, Mamish Gevaldik, Rabbeisai, Gevaldik, Baruch Hashem. Okay, I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed giving this over. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.